It often happens at the most significant times in the liturgy of in the liturgical year. We have less time to preach. Twice now, people have to come up in line and go back for ashes and for the body and blood of the Lord. And so we have to watch the time more carefully than usual. Think of what you're going to do for Lent. And there are three things here in this text. Huh? There's prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Those are the three foundations of biblical piety. Prayer, so that you're related to God. You see? And it's in the depth of your heart. I mean, prayer meeting, fine, but I mean, the notion is your Father sees it. You're doing all this directed to your Father. So first is prayer. Then second is fasting. Then you deprive yourself of things. Then you have stuff to give away. Almsgiving. And so is prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Those are the foundations of the biblical practice. Relate to God, deny yourself, and care for others. And so, figure out how you're going to do that. Along with prayer, pick, if you can do this, one book of the Bible and read it every day during Lent. Isaiah. Isaiah is huge, 66 chapters, so you'll have to read a lot. Or Exodus. These are the two biblical books for Lent. Huh? Exodus, because it tells the whole story of redemption. On this, you know, on the preparatory or symbolic level, or more than symbolic. And then Isaiah, because parts of Isaiah are really the fifth gospel. And even all the exhortations to turn from sin. Suppose our lives were 30% purer by the end of Lent. Do you know what that would do for the church? Any idea what that would do for the church? Now, part of almsgiving can be giving your time and energy, like going over to the and praying at the abortion clinic. This is 40 days for life. Yes, Lent is 40 days for life. That's what it is. We celebrate the resurrection. And we would like many other people to be able to celebrate it with us and not die. And so we pray, and we, that's one form of almsgiving, is to give your body and your time. Stand over there and pray for a while. All right, now we begin.